Kar Kadosh, Boker Tov. We're going to continue with the halachot of Halakat Nerot. And Siman Resh Samech Daled, Sivav, Shulchan Aruch says that even if other types of oils, depends which ones, are going to be permitted, there's still a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, which means that there's still a precious part of the mitzvah, fulfilling it with shemen zayit, with olive oil. Which means that the olive oil is the most preferable way to fulfill this mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains is because it's the best quality of the oil, and it's actually brought down in the Sefer Chasidim, Siman Ayin Resh Bet, that he says that there was a story with somebody that had long life, and they didn't find any other merit other than the fact that they used to light the candles Erev Shabbat with olive oil. And again, the concept here is that you're supposed to do it, whether it's the beautifying of the mitzvah with the beautiful candles, and it should be in the place of the eating, as we already brought down. So that's going to be very, very important. A lot of people are meticulous in this during Chanukah. However, they don't realize in Chanukah, Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Reshayin Gimel just says that all the shmanim and ptilot are going to be kosher. All the types of wicks and the oils are kosher for Ner Chanukah. And even if it's not going to be beautifully drawn through the wicks and the oil, and it's only a Ramah that brings down that the Shemen Zayit is a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, which means Shulchan Aruch does not even bring down the concept of olive oil, this hidur, right, of this beautifying the mitzvah with olive oil on Chanukah. It's only a Ramah. And the Ramah brings it down because obviously the miracle happened with oil, with olive oil, and that's what they used to do, light the menorah. And the same halakha would apply to the Beit HaKnesset, that Shemen Zayit is also a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, to use the olive oil. However, though, Shulchan Aruch does bring down the olive oil to do with Shabbat, and therefore it's more important, I repeat, it's more important to do the halakat nerot of Shabbat with olive oil more than the halakat nerot of Chanukah, of the menorah, the Chanukiah that we're going to come and we're going to light on Chanukah. So that's the first halakha, which is very, very important. Now, it is brought down that as long as you could get a candle or olive oil, you're supposed to do it and not also rely upon chashmal, the electricity. This is brought down in the Yabia Omer. He says, is because that whenever you have a candle, right, whether it's a wax candle or olive oil, as we already mentioned, it's always more recognizable that it's for Lichvot Shabbat, and we shouldn't rely upon using electricity. The second halakha that is brought down already in Sif Chetes is that when you light the candle, you have to make sure that when you're putting your hand, right, with the wick, with the fire towards the wick, it should come up completely, which means that you shouldn't come and just light the top part, right? Now, one of the reasons why is because, explains that the Ben Ish Chai, is because if you're only going to light the top little tiny part and then you move your hand right away and it doesn't light up properly, it's considered as if it was lit by itself and you didn't do the mitzvah of halakat nerot. The Sheltot of Rav Chai Gaon is brought down on Chazon Ovadia on Shabbat, page Resh Yud Aleph. He says another reason is because maybe it's going to turn off if you're not going to completely get the entire flame coming up. And that's the exact same thing that they had to do by the Chanukiah, by the menorah as well. They used to put their hand there and wait that the flame actually ignites and it's a nice flame on its own. And then they would remove their hand from the candle. So that's what they would do, is they would put the candle there in order to light, right, or the match, whatever you're lighting with, in order to make sure that the flame comes up and it's a strong flame. And then they would remove it in order that it's already a strong flame from beforehand. Have a wonderful day.